Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Look, our plan was right for our state. And in my view, it's based upon conservative principles that frankly came from Newt Gingrich and the Heritage Foundation, which was instead of people relying on government to provide their care, they should take personal responsibility. And the plan is not perfect. There are things I'd change in it, but I'll stand by the things we've done and make sure people understand. I will do what I think is right for the people that I represent. In that case, I was doing what I think was right for the people of Massachusetts.
The difference in Romney and me is we both used to have the wrong ideas. I wanted to say it was the wrong idea. He's not. But I think it's funny that they want to attack me for admitting that I was wrong, but they want to admit that he's now wrong to think he's still right when he's wrong.
There's Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich both commenting on their support for Mitt Romney's health care plan. The presidential race, GOP side of things, the biggest talk radio topic of 2011. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Your host is Doug Steffen. I'm presenting a special look back at some of the biggest talk radio topics of the year. From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, talk host Scott Voorhees here talking about Ron Paul, the controversy over his newsletters and comments from a former Ron Paul aide who says that Paul doesn't think it was any of our business to stop Hitler from slaughtering Jews in World War II.
Congressman Ron Paul is peaking. Analysts believe he's going to win Iowa. He's been coming under fire recently, and this is a funny thing because all of Ron Paul's supporters have been saying for weeks, how come no one's ever paying attention to Ron Paul? No one ever pays attention to Congressman Ron Paul. Well, now he's the front runner, and people are paying attention to him, and all of Ron Paul's supporters are like, how come you're paying so much attention to things Ron Paul has said and things Ron Paul has done and things Ron Paul's name is on? He used to have a newsletter published under his name. He said, oh, I didn't have anything to do with that. Yeah, there are a lot of newsletters going around saying, here's the Scott Voorhees Manifesto, and it's all just anti-Jew, anti-black, anti-gay. You bet. If those things were going around with my name, as in Scott Voorhees, this is his newsletter, you can bet I'd want to have something to say about it. And then Congressman Paul was saying, well, here's an interview you did a few years back where you said, oh, yeah, I wrote a lot of that stuff. And now you're saying you didn't write any of it. This published or this newsletter published under his name 2 decades ago that contained racist views in what he called an effort to set the record straight. A former longtime aide to Congressman Ron Paul wrote a piece published yesterday by rightwingnews.com in which he said, actually, Congressman Ron Paul is not racist. He's not anti-Semitic. He's not bigoted towards gay people. And then he went on to say that because of Ron Paul's scary foreign policy, Ron Paul does not believe that the U.S. should have gotten involved in fighting Adolf Hitler during World War II, having said that, quote, saving the Jews, unquote, was none of our business. And he says, well, he's not, and this is a former aide, a longtime aide to Congressman Ron Paul. He says, now, Congressman Ron Paul, he's not anti-Jewish. He just doesn't like Israel. He doesn't think the state of Israel should exist. And he's not anti-gay. He's just personally uncomfortable around gay people. And even told a story in which Congressman Ron Paul refused to use a gay man's bathroom. Ron Paul's people say that the guy who's making these claims, Eric Dondero, is a disgruntled former staff member who was fired for performance issues. He says, I was not fired. And I'll take him to court over what he's saying. I resigned in 2003 because I had differences with Congressman Paul over his foreign policy decisions, specifically his ideas about how America shouldn't be going into Iraq. We shouldn't have anything to do with it. And he says that because of what Ron Paul feels about America's world politics, we shouldn't have even gone in and fought World War II. We shouldn't have stopped Adolf Hitler. He doesn't think Israel should exist, and if Israel's attacked, I guarantee you under President Ron Paul, it's something that's so ridiculous to say, I don't know why I even uttered it, but under that unlikely scenario, you can bet Ron Paul will not be coming to your aid. China wants Ron Paul to be elected president. They can do whatever they want with Taiwan. Iran and the Palestinians want Ron Paul to be elected president. They can do anything they want with Israel.
Up next, more on the state of the GOP race on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a synchronaut from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Talk radio in the review. Doug Steffen here, focusing on the presidential race. Again, number one for 2011. Here are our hosts, Holly Robichaud and Joe Malone, talking to political strategist Leslie Sorrell about the upcoming caucus in Iowa.
So tell us, what's happening on the ground out there in Iowa?
Well, you know, we're a week away from the caucuses, and everyone is kind of changing by the moment, but they're predicting for there to be a good turnout, and the weather's supposed to be mild, so everyone's still fighting for their positions as it's pretty close.
What would be a record turnout for the Iowa caucuses?
120,000.
And is that what they're predicting?
They think that it will be a high turnout. They're not sure, but they think that it will be a high turnout compared to years past.
What about last time Mike Huckabee was so great in organizing? Who's kind of taken on that role of being the super organizer?
Well, Ron Paul certainly has a strong ground game there. He's known to have a strong grassroots organization. But Mitt Romney has, you know, obviously been there before and done well in Iowa. You know, he had led in Iowa before he went down in the polls to Huckabee for almost a year. They're probably the ones with the strongest. It's interesting, though, Rick Santorum has been one of them that has went to all 99 counties, and he's really done a lot of door-to-door. But we'll see if that will, you know, I doubt that will translate, but they do say that he's finally starting to see some movement.
Didn't Romney say he was pulling out of Iowa? But yet, are you saying he's still organizing there?
He didn't campaign as actively as he did last time. Last time he spent a great deal of time, energy, and money. And what he's saying is that didn't pay off. So he hasn't spent as much time there as in New Hampshire and other states. But now that it's coming down to the wire, he's going back there. And obviously he would like to win or at least have a strong showing.
Leslie, nationwide, clearly economic issues are on the forefront of people's minds.
Absolutely.
Is it the same way in Iowa, or is there more of a messaging that includes some of the social issues because the evangelical vote is so important there?
It is important there, but it is about jobs and the economy. But they also do want to hear the social message as well. But at the end of the day, people want to choose a nominee that can beat Barack Obama.
And busloads of people now with each candidate are traveling around the state and speaking before small groups. What's the typical size of a group that they speak to?
You know, it is amazing that you can be running for president of the United States and you're talking to as few as 10 people and maybe as many as 30. It's very... retail politics at its finest, and even the whole caucus process. It's not going to vote and pushing an electronic button. You're driving to churches, homes, schools to vote. You listen to the campaign's representatives give a speech, and then you have a ballot process, and it's an all-night commitment.
This portion of the program could have come from almost any time over the past year, but it's actually from this week. Host John Zach talking to Dave Leventhal from Politico.com about the growing number of people who don't seem to like any of the GOP candidates.
69% of our web poll voters right now say they either don't like a candidate or they'd hold their nose and vote for one of the candidates that are there now if they were voting in the Iowa caucuses. Is this malaise among voters worse than usual this year?
Your poll is reflecting what a lot of states in the United States are reflecting. And in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, all of these early states, they've been going back and forth in many cases with all of the candidates who are running in there. So you see even in Iowa, with Mitt Romney leading in some national polls, Newt Gingrich in some national polls, it's entirely possible that neither of them will win Iowa and that Ron Paul would win Iowa, which, of course, would cause some very, very interesting times in some of the subsequent states.
It seems like Newt Gingrich was on his way to getting some pretty good numbers in the Iowa caucuses until the negative campaigning against him began, right?
There has been a barrage of ads, many of them coming from what's called a super PAC, which is an outside organization that technically is not affiliated with Mitt Romney, but supporting Mitt Romney. And they've been spending millions of dollars just absolutely waylaying Newt Gingrich. And it does appear that it's had a major, major effect. His star has fallen a little bit. And a lot of people are wondering right now whether Newt Gingrich peaked both in Iowa and in some other states a little too early, and that when the caucuses actually take place, he's not going to be at the top. He might be second, third, even fourth place.
Does it really matter who wins this thing at the end of it all? I mean, 20 years ago, it was, you had NBC, ABC, and CBS at night. Now you've got Politico. I can watch the news whenever I want. It's all about the 24-hour news cycle instead of, whoever's leading that quick newscast. Does this matter at the end? 2 weeks from now, will we even care?
It does, because this is still a weeding out process. So if you, for example, are Mitt Romney and you lose in Iowa, then go into New Hampshire and maybe he'll win, but not by a whole lot. He could go into South Carolina and some of these other states in a marginalized position. That would not be good for him.
Up next, we shift our focus to some of the other top talk radio topics of the year here on the Countdown.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talking about the top talk radio subjects of the year, and one of the biggest has been the economy. This year, that's included government shutdowns, debt ceiling, millionaire tax discussion, even the recent standoff over the payroll tax cut extension. From last June, here are our hosts Leslie Grosch and Blake Butler talking about one of President Obama's press conferences and how he really needs to become more of a leader rather than a moderator.
This is a serious time for Obama. He is, I think, at a crossroads where he has to choose. Does he want to go back to being the Obama he promised to be in 2008, or is he going to continue to pander to corporate interest, continue to solicit corporate donations with promises that he will protect big business at all costs?
Some people are saying what he needs to become less of the moderator and more of the leader.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leader.
We don't
need
moderators. You can hire professional moderators. I mean, you know, I've been in those meetings where somebody was brought in to be the referee. You can hire those people. There are people who spent their entire lives perfecting that skill. Obama needs to be a leader. He needs to be a hero, really. He needs to be a champion for the 98% of us who are getting screwed in this process. This, you know, the Republicans are basically saying to the Democrats, if you do not help us ruin the country, we will ruin it without you. I mean, that's the choice they've given the Democrats. Either you join us in kicking grandma to the curb, or we're going to make sure the economy does that job for us by, you know, causing the United States to default on its debt obligations. And that's what they're saying. It's like Sophie's choice, and it's time to call them out on it. It is time to make it clear that this is a choice between 1% of this country and 99% of us, essentially. You know, is it going to be a country that takes care of its own, or a country that only takes care of wealthy corporate interests, some of which are not even American, by the way? You know, these multinational corporations are run by people from all over the world, the same wealthy elites, super wealthy elites. But, you know, this is now, it's completely us versus them. It is completely rich versus poor. It is completely class warfare. And I think Obama took a step in the right direction in terms of pointing that out.
Now let's go to some talk radio callers who are weighing in on Warren Buffett's suggestion that millionaires pay more in taxes.
Over 30 years, I've been telling everyone I knew they should have a system where no deductions for anybody, any company, for any reason. Now, the tax system should be very progressive. The poorest people pay only 0.1%, and that goes steeply up, where the very rich people pay 92% in income taxes. That's the only way you're going to have any way for the poor people having even a halfway decent life, and these rich, corrupt, greedy hypocrites would be brought under control.
We have to stop looking at trying to fix this problem around the edges. We need to get rid of the income tax. We have fewer and fewer jobs trying to supply more money to Washington, which isn't going to work. We need to institute the fair tax, which is a progressive tax because of the prebate feature that it has on it, which pays the poor up to the poverty level, and then you start paying the sales tax directly to the government. So I would get rid of this income tax. It's archaic. It's from the early 20th century. It doesn't fit today, and I wish our politicians would seriously look at something like that.
Before we start talking about reforming taxes, which, by the way, I am for, we have to really start talking about the main problem, and that is limiting our federal government and various state governments throughout this country. And I know it's going to sound like a radical idea to many people, but our government should conform to our Constitution and just do its constitutional duties and limit itself to that. Cut the spending, cut how much percentage the federal government spends of our money, and then start talking about tax reform. But the main problem is the government. It's just too big. It's spending too much money. It has too much power. It's taking away our liberty and our prosperity. It's just that simple.
Up next, more of our review of the top items in talk radio for the year 2011 here on The Countdown.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen. But what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today. And visit StandForDiabetes.org to learn more. That's StandForDiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we go with the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presenting our special year-end program reviewing the top talk topics of 2011. Another one of the most talked about items on our list is the protest movement, the so-called Occupy Wall Street movement. From last October, host Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking about the spreading Occupy Wall Street protests and who the protesters are comparing themselves to.
I'm trying to understand what it's about, because depending on who you listen to, Occupy Wall Street is either the American version of the Arab Spring. It's the American Autumn is what I heard somebody refer. I kid you not. I didn't
the
make
American
that up.
Autumn.
I did not just make that up. American Autumn. This is this awakening of the people. I've heard it compared to the civil rights movement, which I can only assume makes people who are involved in the civil rights movement blood boil. Absolute blood boil. Here's a great point. If you are going to compare Occupy Wall Street and what's going on there with Arab Spring or the civil rights movement, let me dispel that asinine analogy. As something of a student of history, I understand, going back to the civil rights movement, and even as recently as Arab Spring, use Egypt or Syria or Libya. People who protested, in many ways nonviolently, were met with bullets, tanks. During the civil rights, you had Bull Connor with cops with billy clubs and dogs and fire hoses. And they would arrest people for doing nothing more than sitting in the wrong seat on a bus, sitting at a lunch counter. People in the Middle East were shot for nothing else than showing up at the wrong street corner and protesting against the government. Okay, that's what those were about. When those people felt fear, it was fear for your life. Fast forward to these people saying, Occupy Wall Street's like the civil rights movement. Yeah, right up until the point that you're the biggest problem you have all day is your MacBook computer that you're protesting with on the street corner. Your battery's running low, and you can't find a charger at a Starbucks to plug into. Listen, your issues and grievances pale in comparison to the things that you keep comparing yourself to, and it's disrespectful. I honestly think it's disrespectful to the people that lost their lives in the Middle East protesting against totalitarian governments, and the people who went through a civil rights movement, some of them who lost their lives, others who were beaten and arrested for nothing more than standing up to the man, And these people want to compare themselves to it.
Here are our hosts, John Howell and Amy Jacobson, talking about the protesters and the mob mentality that seems to have gotten many of them pepper sprayed and some arrested.
Unions are joining the efforts now. I heard yesterday that 75% of our listeners are concerned about these protests, and you were just railing at the TV saying, shut up, get a job, be a waitress like I was.
They pepper sprayed you, honey, because you went across the barricade. Last night there was another riot, more people arrested because they put up barricades on Wall Street. Tried to be nice. Guys, you can't cross the line. And, of course, what did they do? They tried to cross the line. They pushed police, and I can't stand, you know what, that collective energy that you have. Take it to the workforce. Try to get a job. I know it might be hard if you get a master's degree. It might be hard to be a waitress. It might be hard if you graduate Phi Beta Kappa to be a waitress. But that's what people do to survive. It's okay. And just wait until the economy changes and there's an opportunity and then jump on it. But do something rather than sit there for 19 days they've been there protesting what? What is their message? I mean, you could see a 70-year-old unemployed steel worker there and then a recent college grad there. And they're complaining. And a reporter yesterday, I'm saying, what do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? And the guy's like, socioeconomical growth, and then storms away. I mean, it's a you know what show out there.
They look goofy, don't they?
Yeah, it's okay. It's very strange.
Now let me ask you this question. I don't like civil disobedience either. Okay, but I said, now what is the difference between them? And you were so mad at these protests. I agree. Don't tie up traffic, and that's my thing. Don't screw the police. Don't. You can sit there from now until kingdom come. I don't care. As long as you don't tie up traffic, pick up your litter. I don't care.
They blocked the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, yeah,
huh?
Arrest them then. Okay, which they were arrested. When you block traffic, you get arrested. That's disturbing the peace. But I remember I said this 2 years ago during the Summer of Rage, during 2009, when people were trying to break into town hall meetings that were filled to capacity. One in St. Louis specifically. This is the one I'm talking about. It was filled to capacity. The cops said to essentially people there that were there to yell at their Democratic congressman, I'm sorry, no more people can come into the town hall meeting. It's my constitutional right! No, it's against fire code. You can't come in. We're booked. We're filled. We're closing the doors. And they started knocking down the doors. And those people were arrested. And then the police were called jackbooted Nazis for arresting essentially people trying to break in to yell at a Democrat. You didn't seem to, you weren't here, obviously, but I wonder, my question to you is, would you be just as outraged at those people who you agree with politically as the people who you don't agree with politically?
At least I know what that person was fighting for. They wanted to get into a meeting. These people, I don't know what they're fighting for. What's their message? What's their group?
That's, hold on. That's irrelevant. If you are breaking the law.
It might be irrelevant to you, but it's not irrelevant to me.
All right. Well,
I'm glad that guy got arrested and tried to get into the town hall.
Try to stay on topic here. Is it okay if you agree with them politically? Is it okay then for protesters to go against the police? Or is it always bad to go against the cops?
You should always listen to the police.
All right, we switch our conversation to another one of the big talk radio topics of 2011 up next here.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and let's take a look at the extension cords in your home. All right, you notice in the walls you have a socket for electricity. And sometimes they have one socket or two sockets, and you're limited to what you can do. However, what happens? You might put in an adapter that gives you an opportunity to put five or six different things in there. And then that adapter might have an extension cord, so you can take it from where it is and bring it all around the room. So you take one thing and multitask and do such wonderful things with it. Now, how about in our life? Do we do the same thing? Are we stuck on two things, or do we add value? Do we add multitasking? Do we add opportunities? Do we take it from where it's at and extend it through our life by being part of another family, by being part of friendship, by being part of business? Take yourself, your skills, your opportunities, multitask, extend it so everybody can benefit. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Reviewing some of the biggest talk radio and talk television topics of the year, you know that has to include the deaths of Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi. From last May, host Aaron Flint with State Senator and former SEAL Team 6 Commander Ryan Zinke of Montana about the team of Navy SEALs that carried out this mission successfully killing bin Laden.
I know you mentioned knowing some of these SEALs involved in the operation, and I guess what's your message to them and to their families out there and their families that have been sacrificing, all the military families that have been sacrificing all these years?
Well, you know, I'm obviously very proud of them because they executed a very difficult mission. You know, to go and do a mission of this type, you have to have the requisite training, you have to have the right equipment, you have to be superbly led, but you also have to have you know, an enormous amount of confidence in your ability to do it and to get in and out and to take down a building. In a foreign country, we're talking about a skill set that is the nation's best, and there's a strategic risk always, because when the SEALs or Delta Force, you know, should they fail, you know, I think we all remember Desert One, you know, the consequence of having your nation's best fail is strategic. In this case, you know, the U.S. did not fail. U.S. the forces did, yeah. But one point, we forget the global reach of the U.S. and the presence of U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf is significant, and there is some resentment. There's no doubt, about that. And it is about oil, and it's always been about oil. Until the U.S. decides that we're going to embark on a greater degree of self-dependence, of independence of our energy, we will continue to have assets in place to ensure that our oil, you know, which we get and which, you know, powers the world, at least is uninterrupted or the interruption is limited.
Here are some of the reactions from talk radio callers about the killing of Osama bin Laden.
I just wanted to say a couple things. For one, I wanted to congratulate Obama. I'm not a big supporter of him, but he did accomplish one thing so far that he said he was going to do, and that was get bin Laden. And number two, I think that the United States needs to stop trying to save face by not showing pictures of it and being killed, because they were sitting there hurrahing in the streets and everything. Well, why shouldn't we in D.C.? So that's just what I wanted to say, because I just think that we're always worried about what other people are going to think. this guy committed mass murder. Well, he got what he deserved, and everybody should be in the streets.
You know, it's good that he's no longer in power, but what this is a call. I mean, where does peace start? Everybody, it seems like now they're celebrating the death of this man. I'm a Christian woman, and I feel bad for this man. He was such he doesn't know the right way to do things. It's terrible. And how are we ever going to solve world peace if it doesn't start right in our own country, right in our own state, right in our own home?
It's hard to explain this. It's that PC that just is fulfilled now. To be honest with you, it'll never go away. You know, it's just it's hard to even talk, but it took my life away that day. I mean, it was something that I was used to doing every single day. You know, it was. You know, I went in. I'm sorry. I went in the morning. And, you know, I started at 6 in the morning, and I was on the roof of Tower 1, the one with the antenna. And that was my job. That was my livelihood. I ran the roof rig, just daily routine. And I was supposed to be up there, and I wasn't up there at that time, you know. I was downstairs, actually, you know, if I was up there, there's no way of me getting down. And it's just, it's hard. I mean, I lost a lot of my partner that day. I lost a lot of people. You know, I got 3 kids now. My first daughter was born on 9/27, actually. My wife was pregnant at the time. And, you know, I've moved forward, but it's hard. You know, it's hard. I got my own private window cleaning business now, where I do all residential in New Jersey, and I don't go back to the city anymore, you know. And, you know, it's just, you know, actually today hearing this was, it's sort of closure, but it's not full closure, you know.
From October, host Jim Reith talking to Congresswoman Anne Marie Burkle of New York about the future of Libya after the death of Gaddafi.
What's your reaction to this, first of all?
Well, I think it's a victory for the Libyan people. I hope that it brings some peace and some solace to all of the families who lost, you know, who lost family members as a result of his tyranny and his rule, including certainly the 35 Syracuse University students who were killed on Pan Am 103. But now the question becomes, what's going to happen in Libya as a result of this void? And actually, he's been out of power for a couple of months now and in hiding. But what's going to happen? I mean, we're seeing in Egypt, you know, the concerns, the military is still ruling the country. They continue to postpone elections. So who is going to step in and fill the void in Libya? When this first began and we decided to make it a NATO mission, we had hearings in foreign affairs. And our question to the panel and to the State Department is, who are these rebels? Where do they come from, and what are their interests? And that question was not really answered for us. So that's a concern. There's always a concern in the radical Islamic who would come in, and the Muslim Brotherhood is another unknown entity. So a lot of concerns, and the question now becomes, and everyone is cheering, and rightly so, for the Libyan people, but now the question is, who's going to step in, and will that country finally be a democratic, peaceful rule?
Do you think the United States did the right thing in joining the NATO effort here, or no?
I do. You always worry and you're concerned. We are overstretched with our military, but that was a NATO mission. And I think so many of the Libyan people were being killed that we stepped in for humanitarian reasons, if for no other reasons. But like I said, I think the real question now is, what's going to happen? What is going to fill that void? Just like we're seeing in Egypt, there has been no resolution in Egypt, and we're very concerned with the military and how they treated the civilians and how they've treated the Coptic Christians. And it doesn't really seem to be a lot better in Egypt right now with the way things are.
Coming up after a short break, continuing the 2011 big talk radio topics that probably will continue in 2012 in review next on The Countdown.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our list would not be complete without the focus on the sexual abuse scandal. First one at Penn State, the other one at Syracuse. In November, host John Phillips talked to one of his callers about Jerry Sandusky's odd interview with Bob Costas.
Let's go to Rick in North Hills.
Hi. It's clear to me, just listening to him, it's clear to me that he believes in his own mind that he did nothing wrong, and it's perfectly normal, you know, and he would continue to do this unless somebody stopped him. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you had a school with a locked fence, and the lock was broken for 6 months, and the secretary knew about it, vice principal, and teacher's aide all knew about it, and the maintenance department knew about it, and kids got out of that locked fence that was broken, and six of them got killed with a moving truck, or 10 of them got killed with a truck, all of them, all at one time. Whose fault is it? Can I ask you? Whose fault do you think that is?
Well, it's the school's for not fixing it.
Now, who? Do you think all those people that knew about it, that was...
Oh, absolutely.
Had a certain percentage of fault?
Yes.
Do you think that?
Yes.
Well, Sandusky is the truck, and all those other people that were involved in that college have a certain...
Oh, you're absolutely right. The toilet needs to be flushed.
They all need to be, and that the police aren't looking at that, I don't think, hard enough. All of those people are responsible to a certain degree.
Well, here's the deal. I described it last night like one of these Mexican towns, and there are portions of Mexico where if you got a problem, you don't go to the police, you don't go to the city council, you don't go to the mayor. If you got a problem, you go to the drug cartel, because those are the guys that are calling the shots. Those are the guys with all the political power in that portion of Mexico.
Are you aware of that?
In this particular part of Pennsylvania, the most powerful person is Paterno. Paterno is the god of this part of central Pennsylvania. And if you have a problem, you go to that power structure. You don't go to the cops. You don't go to the district attorney. You don't go to the law enforcement community. You go to the Penn State powers that be. And that's what happened here, and that's why this turned into a disaster, because they tried to protect Sandusky. They tried to protect the image of Penn State, and they didn't try to protect the victims. Nobody cared. Not Paterno, not the university, clearly not Sandusky. Nobody cared about these kids.
Talk host Gene Muller here with ABC's Aaron Katursky. They focus in on the charity Sandusky has developed, Second Mile, which had begun conducting its own investigation into Sandusky.
As this story continues to play out, Aaron, there are so many angles to discuss, including the fact that all these people over the course of the time seem to somehow, in a very small college town where Penn State is the industry, they all seem to be somehow connected.
It's an amazing thing how widespread Jerry Sandusky's influence went and how widespread his connections were, not just in State College, but beyond. If you look at the roster of people listed as honorary board members of his Second Mile charity, they include famous actors and athletes and businessmen. And now there are questions about what that charity knew of Sandusky's alleged acts and when and whether it did anything. The charity has started its own investigation. The CEO has resigned after 28 years, and Jerry Sandusky himself is denying that he's a pedophile, which is far too much to take for many people watching, including the mother of victim number one, as he's known in court records, who says that watching Sandusky deny that he's a pedophile in that interview with Bob Costas made her sick.
Yeah, watching that interview and hearing Costas at that one point say to Sandusky, okay, you say all these kids apparently aren't telling the truth, all these witnesses aren't telling the truth, all these other people who say they saw you doing untoward things with kids aren't telling the truth, you must feel like the most persecuted man in the world, and Sandusky really had no answer for that. I'm wondering how that whole interview played out to the folks there in State College.
Well, to this one woman who's the mother of victim number one, as he's identified in court records, she said that she's even upset that he's free on bail to be making these comments. She said he should be behind bars, not granted that $100,000 bail, that Jerry Sandusky chalking everything up to horseplay. She said, no, it's not a game. It was a deliberate attempt on his part, she says, to meet boys, including her son, through his charity, to later molest. She said that charity was nothing more than recruitment for child molestation, and she's terribly angry about it.
Yeah, and the judge in that case that granted that relatively low bail is also working, or did work at one time, was on that charity, did work with Sandusky in that regard. It just shows you again how much everybody in this very small town knows each other. Is there anyone in hindsight looking back and wondering what Sandusky was doing even being on the air with Bob Costas? Because it would seem the consensus nationwide is the dude did himself no favors.
Well, that seems to be the consensus of many criminal defense attorneys we've spoken to, who say the first rule is don't let your client talk. However, maybe it was part of some kind of legal strategy. Let him admit to showering with boys. Let him admit to having a fondness for young boys. It's far better that he admit to those things than to the far worse crimes that he's alleged to have committed. We'll see if it's a strategy that ultimately pays off or hurts him.
Find out more about the hot hits from this past year in the Countdown box. That's right there, Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.